Welcome to the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast. Life can be full of ups and downs, can't it? And I think for all people throughout history, that's been true. And there have been good moments, and there have been bad moments, there have been hard moments, and there's been chaos that has happened in our lives. And today, there's a particular struggle that goes on in our lives, and I know that people in the past have struggled with this at different times too, but especially for us in North American culture, there has been this overwhelming struggle with busyness. We're just so busy. And we have so many demands on our time. We have so many demands on our energy that it becomes this overwhelming beast. And then when you have the regular struggles of managing your family, managing your time, managing your money, and all those normal struggles and trying to figure out how do you navigate all that, you throw in all the incidental situations. You get sick. Someone's in a car crash. You lose your job. One of your kids starts having problems at school. The bills start to cost more and more and more, and your income staying the same. You look at things and you're like, oh man, I really want to go to that concert, but you can't because something else was already scheduled. Or you say, I really want to sponsor that child that's in need over in India or the Philippines or wherever, and you're like, man, I'd really like to do that, but you've already spent your money. Or And what ends up happening in those kinds of situations that I think we're all familiar with is that we get into these places where we are being overwhelmed and we lose control. We lose control of what our money's doing. We lose control of what we're spending our time on. We lose control on what is getting our energy, our mental and physical energy. We start to lose control of all those things, and all those things start to control our lives. And we are run by the school schedule, and we are run by our work schedule, and we are run by the bills, and we are run by everything else, and the incidentals, and the problems, and all those things start to run our lives. How are we supposed to handle that kind of chaos? Is that just part of our lives now? Is that just something that we're supposed to exist in and live in? Is that just part of the problem of living in North America in 2024? Is that just how it is? Or is there actually a way to handle that? Well, I believe there is a way to handle it, and that the Word of God gives us some very clear, simple principles that we need to embrace, and then we need to live out. And they aren't necessarily complicated principles, but the living out can be complicated, can't it? And so there are a number of things. I think there are three things that we need to understand that the Bible teaches us in very simple terms that we need to wrestle with if we're going to handle all the time and control pieces and chaos of our lives. And the first one is found in Matthew. Actually, the offering video already referred to it. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 says, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other." The passage then goes on and says, you cannot serve both God and money. Well, the reality is that that doesn't just apply to money. The reality applies to other things. You can't have it both ways. You can't both worship God and not worship God. You can't both go to all the school functions and have family time. You can't both give all your money away to those in need and pay your bills. You can't do both things completely. One is going to control your life, and the other one's not. And what that tells us is that in our reality, you have to set boundaries. You have to make the determination about what your priority is, what it is that you're going to follow. It's like the lines on a road. You can't both drive on the wrong side of the road and the right side of the road. You can't have it both ways. That's going to just create disasters. That's why those lines are there. They're there to create boundaries. And as long as you function within those boundaries, you're safe. But when you go outside of those boundaries, you find destruction. And so the first thing that we see here in Jesus' teaching is that there are limitations and you need to have boundaries. The second thing that Scripture shows us is found in Proverbs chapter 18. In Proverbs 18, verse 24 says this, "One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." But if you have unreliable friends, things are going to get ruined. Maybe you've heard it other ways. Maybe you've heard that bad company corrupts. And what that tells me is that not only are there boundaries that we need to hold in our lives, but there are good boundaries and there are bad boundaries. You can say, you know what, I'm not having any other friends. I'm only having this set of friends, and that set of friends can destroy you. Or you can say, no, I'm going to have this set of friends and only this set of friends, and those friends are going to build you up. So it's not just about setting boundaries, it's about setting the right boundaries, having the right things in your life, and keeping the bad things out of your life. The third thing is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And this is what Paul writes to the Corinthian church. He says, "No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful," this is the important part here, "He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it." What that last part tells me is that if you are tempted, God gives you a way out of that temptation and you don't take it, it's your own dumb fault. Put it another way, if you have boundaries and you're tempted to go outside those boundaries, you need to stay within them. You need to avoid that temptation. You need to get away from that temptation. You have to say no to that temptation. Otherwise, you're going to go outside of the boundaries that are beneficial for you and your family, and you're going to end up in a disaster. And so, we need boundaries. We need the right boundaries, and we need to stick to those boundaries. Tracking with me so far? Simple enough? Makes sense? Are we good? Can I be done, or do we need to talk more? Principles are easy, but how do you live it out? right? The principles are easy, but how do you live it out? Okay, so we understand the concept. But there's a process that we need to go through in order to put those things into practice. Because probably many of us understand those principles already, but we're still overwhelmed by the busyness of life and being controlled by all the demands in our lives. And so there is a process to this. And that process starts with taking inventory. You need to first take a look at your own life and figure out what kind of time, energy, money, focus, capacity you have yourself. Because if you go and you look at your bank account and say, I've got $35, you can't set boundaries that involve thousands and thousands of dollars. It doesn't make sense. At the same time, if you've got $1 million in your bank account, you can't be going around setting boundaries that have to do with $35 because it's not going to apply to everything else. You need to look at your life and say, okay, I've got this much time, I've got this much energy, I've got 3 kids, I've got 4 dogs, I've got 18 cats, I've got 2 cars, this is what I've got right now, this is what I've got to manage. You've got to take stock, you've got to take inventory of that. You can say, you know what, I have not been feeling well ever since that treatment, or I am feeling really overwhelmed and just my mental health seems to be limited right now, and I just do not have the capacity to handle all that other stuff. Take stock of that. Recognize those things. But you can't do it just haphazardly. You've got to sit down and think about, what can I realistically do? What am I realistically involved in? And then, once you've done that, then you've got to sit down and you need to set your priorities straight. You need to set your priorities straight. And you can do this without God, okay? You can sit down and you can set your priorities without God in the mix, and you can figure out what it is that you want to invest in and not invest in, spend time on and not spend time on, and what it is that you want to make the key focus in your life. But I'll tell you that if you do that process without the influence of God and without following His priority set, it will eventually sabotage itself and create chaos again. And so, yeah, you can work through that process without involving God, but in the end, it's still not going to work. And so you've got to look at what it is that you want most in your life and what God wants most in your life. Do you want your kids to make lots of money when they grow up? Yeah! But would you rather them follow God for the rest of their lives? Do you want to be able to retire at 55? Yeah! Never gonna happen. But are there starving children all around the world who won't make it to 15 unless you spend your money differently? Do you really want to have that job that fills you with kind of popularity and influence and just makes you feel like you've accomplished something? Or do you want to actually look back on your life and know that you have made a significant difference and had the influence of seeing people walk closer to God and be free from hopelessness and bitterness and hatred and desperation? You've got to set those priorities. You've got to examine your life and see what it is that God has given you, and then you need to figure out what it is that you want to most accomplish and most see invested in your life. And once you do that, then you can enter the third stage, and that is deciding what the boundaries are, creating the plan, sticking to it, and communicating it. So, for example, you look at your money and you say, I've got this much money. And you say, my priorities are going to be that my family is fed, they are clothed and they are warm, that I am tithing, and that we are investing our money to make sure that other families and other children are fed too. Those are our priorities. Whatever money we have beyond that can be used on other things. But we are going to set the boundary that those things are going to be our priorities. Well, you make that decision, you talk about it with your spouse, you talk about it with your kids, you make sure they're all in alignment, and then you stick to it. You can't serve two masters. If you have the wrong priority, it's going to bring corruption. And when you're tempted, God is going to give you a way out. You need to avoid the temptation and stick to the plan. Because, this is what it boils down to. Because when you have proper boundaries, it prevents chaos. Let me say that again. Boundaries prevent chaos. Why are there lines and rules for the road? Nobody knows. Safety, to prevent the chaos, because if everyone's just driving wherever they want to drive, and some of you have driven with people that drive like that. When you drive with people that drive like that, you are holding on for life onto whatever is loose in the car, and usually those people have lots of loose things in the car, and you're trying to find something that is stable, and you're just holding on, and you're praying the whole time, and you're like, please let me get home. Because it's terrifying, because you know there's a chaos and you don't know what they're driving is going to result in. But if you have somebody that you are driving with and they're obeying the traffic signs and they're staying on the right side of the road, you're much more relaxed. Some of you just fall asleep during that time, don't you, Heidi? But those boundaries exist in order to prevent the chaos of accidents, to prevent the chaos of crashes, to prevent the chaos of motion sickness. Like, those things, those boundaries exist to prevent chaos, and it is the same thing in our lives, and we are constantly bombarded by things that want to create chaos. We are constantly bombarded by, pay attention to this, pay attention to this, pay attention to this. You need to be involved in this school activity, in this school activity, in this school activity, and you need to be investing in these courses, and you need to be getting this money, and you need to buy that car and that TV and that furniture and that house and that insurance, and you need to have that subscription, and you need these clothes, and by the way, you need to be investing in these other activities, these social settings, and you need to go to these venues and these different kind of extracurricular activities, and oh, by the way, you need to save up for the vacation to here, there, and everywhere, because that's what somebody else has been doing, and you feel like you should be doing what everybody else is doing, or whatever it is. You understand the chaos that we live in, right? And it is chaos. And the way to handle it is by sticking to God-honoring boundaries. Some of you have friendships that completely overwhelm you. because they take and take and take and take and take. And there are some relationships, that's just the dynamic. Like, they need you. But then it crosses a boundary line where it's not just you're giving out of a way to bless them, but you're giving because they've manipulated and they control you. Some of you have situations where you have just built habits with your finances where you just feel like you have to keep spending. You need to keep buying that thing. You have to pay off of that added debt and that added debt and that added debt, and you need to maintain those things, or you've bought so much stuff that now you have to spend all your money to maintain all that stuff. And it all manipulates and controls you. You need to set a God-honoring boundary to prevent the chaos. And when you do that, then in your life you create safety, you create freedom, better relationships, and clarity about what you should do next. You might not have everything figured out, but when you're driving down the road and you see the signs, you know what side of the road you're supposed to be on, how fast you're supposed to be going, and what you're supposed to do next, don't you? Because the boundaries are there. And they give you the steps that you need to follow next. So what does that mean? That means that some of you need to really sit down and look at your timetable. You need to look at your schedule. You and your family need to look at your schedule and figure out what kind of time you actually have and what you're investing in. And you may look at that and go, you know what, we have been spending all this time on these other fun activities, but that doesn't fit our priority of making sure that we are living in God's will. And we are not investing in our kids to make sure that they are actually being raised in the character of Christ. And they're going to grow up, and they're going to have all the experiences, and they're going to go off to university, and they're going to be exposed to all kinds of other things, and they're going to get a great education, and they're going to get great jobs, and they're going to forget about Jesus, and they're going to end up in a mess, and their marriage is going to fall apart, and their finances are going to fall apart, and they're going to end up dealing with all sorts of mental illness, and they're not going to know how to navigate any of that because Christ was not a part of the priority. I'm not saying all of you are in that situation. I'm just saying, like, some of you need to consider that. Some of you need to look at your finances and think about how you have been falling into the trap of commercials and looking around and seeing what everybody else is doing and assuming that you have a right to the things that everybody else has, and that in order to be happy, you have to have certain things that are advertised and shown to you or that other people have. And you need to create a boundary that says, no, we only spend this much on this stuff, and we only spend this much on this stuff. And we're going to give this much away. Some of you need to look at your relationships. Some of you need to look at your relationships and figure out what they're giving and what they're taking, and whether they are corrupting you or if you're blessing them. And that means for some of you, you need to cut people out of your lives. Some of you, it means you're going to do A, B, and C with them, but nothing else. Some of you have been in the situation, maybe there are some of you in this room or who are in the situation where you are getting very close to somebody that's not your spouse, and it is on the edge of becoming something completely inappropriate. And you need to set a better boundary that says that your family is a higher priority than your felt emotional and physical needs in the moment. You can't serve two masters. Bad friends corrupt. And God will give you a way to stay within the boundary, but you've got to take it. As long as you avoid setting those boundaries, you'll be inviting chaos into your life. But if you could sit down and you take inventory and you start to decide what you're going to say yes to and what you're going to say no to, you'll find that you can handle the busyness, handle the bombardment of temptations in your life, and you can actually prevent chaos. The worship team's going to come up. They're going to do another couple songs. And during that time, what I want you to do as you worship our God is I want you to be praying and asking God, what is it that you want me to say yes to? And what is it that you want me to say no to? What do you want me to say yes to? And what do you want me to say no to? And that will be the first steps in setting boundaries that prevent chaos in your life.
Thanks for listening and being part of our church and joining us in this journey to become down-to-earth people following Jesus in down-to-earth ways.